escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
To see him healthy, back on track, as Mydroth sends it through to center field. Meade will score, and we are tied again, this time at two here in the seventh. The rookie Chase Mydroth delivers the RBI single. So Aaron Judge at the plate. And the White Sox are electing to intentionally walk him and pitch to the lefty Cody Bellinger instead. Flair into left field. Robertson, it's going to fall in front of him. Grisham will score. And the Yankees retake the lead 3-2 here in the 11th. Swing and a miss. And that's going to do it. A tough loss here on Saturday night. Final in 11. White Sox lose to the Yankees 5-3.
Knapp hits a high fly ball deep center field. Doyle going back at the track, looks up, it bangs off the wall. Tucker around third, he's racing home. He's gonna score easily. RBI double, Ian Happ. Cubs take the lead 2-1 over the Rockies here in the fifth.
Kyle Tucker lines a base hit into right to drive in a run. Busch scores. Tucker gets on base for the fourth time in the game. It's on the way. Swing and a miss, strike three. And the Cubs win the ball game. 47,000 were here, I would say, conservatively, right around 35,000 Cub fans and maybe 12,000 Rocky fans.
There's W flags everywhere. This easily 30,000, 35,000 fans here are Cub fans.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Sing it like you mean it.
Bam, bam, ba-da-ba-bam, bam, bam, bam. Now just you in the garage. Bam, ba-da-ba-ba. Extra points for you in the shower. And here we go, low brass. Here it is. Maybe you didn't know. Maybe you didn't realize. But that's your last chance to sing along with the low brass on Hit and Run. The venerable, not vulnerable, Chicago Baseball Show, hosted by me, Matt Spiegel. Good morning. It is Sunday of Labor Day weekend. This is our last show of the year. We always rage against the dying of the light that is the baseball season. We refuse to go gentle into that good night, and today is no different. We got 3 hours of radio for you, but sometimes the football comes and those gangsters in Armani suits come crashing through the wall like the Kool-Aid Man and say, we have programming for you. And Sunday mornings becomes Bears pregame. And we're left with only each other and with Inside the Clubhouse. And maybe the occasional Hit and Run special show on a Saturday afternoon. And maybe the occasional special Hit and Run postseason preview show on a weekday evening in late September. And maybe some extended postgame for some postseason baseball. You never know. I will be around and, of course, always with you on Spiegel and Holmes Monday through Friday, resuming on Tuesday after the Labor Day holiday. Hope everyone is good. Damn, it's good to be here. What a beautiful and perfect morning in Chicago. Fun fact, I rode a bike here, rode the Divvy bike, and I couldn't get a bike at the first bike station, so I called a cab instead, and I got in the cab, and I'm like, oh, this sucks, and I had him drop me off at the next bike station because it's just too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. Is that the Rascals? It's all too beautiful. I think so. Ichiku Park. Do I have that right? Anyway, off we go talking baseball with you. So because this is the last Sunday, we've got big jobs to do. We are left to summarize the seasons and encapsulate the trajectory of the organizations in our unique two-team town. And we will do so. And we can do it for the White Sox pretty easily because we know they're not going to be a playoff team. For the Cubs, this thing is obviously ongoing. And so I want to talk about both of the orgs and encapsulate the seasons and trajectory a bit, even though there is a month to go. I want to do that with you this morning. And of course, your phone calls are not going to be merely welcome, but they are elemental to the very completion of the broadcast. You can hop in and reach us on the Scores listener line at 312-644-6767. That's also how you text. A reminder that we are broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Lots to do. Look, Sean Sears has been on a vacation of sorts for me as well. Sean, when I'm not here, your life is different. Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah, there's less team of the moment, which is strange.
Yeah.
You know?
So did Judson do hit and run last week?
He did do hit and run last week.
He didn't do team of the moment?
He didn't do team of the moment.
What's up with that?
He was worried about stepping on your toes.
Oh, my God. Judson, you're a baseball guy. You played the game. You did
and
Padres pre
and post.
He
wouldn't sing the lyrics of hit and run either.
He wouldn't sing the low brass? We'll have to have a talk to him.
I turned it up for him and everything.
You know, we got a lot of off-season work to do.
Got plenty of work to do. Well, we'll get the guys in line. Yeah, you're here now. We're ready to go.
Team of the moment will come up. We're going to do it at the top of the 10 o'clock hour because I want to talk with you guys about the ball clubs and do so this hour and take your phone calls along the way. Also, at 10:25, one of the guys from Cespedes Barbecue, a wonderful baseball blog and site that I've loved for a long, long time. We had him on once this year. Let's have him on a second time. That's Jordan Schusterman. He'll be on at 10:20. I've got a guest host with me who bid $1,000 in the Cubs for a Cure Radiothon to do 1 hour of hit and run with me, and he gets to do the final hour of the show. The good news is he's one of my favorite people to talk baseball and baseball trivia with. Doug Meyer will be here for the last hour. Am I breaking his anonymity? You know, we didn't discuss, but he used to have a nom de plume of Milt. I used to call him Milt. Some listeners will remember me doing a show from a memorabilia room in an unbelievable basement and sharing that video on social media. That was at Milt's house. That was at Doug's house. So, I mean, we've got some incredible stuff and conversation coming up there. And I know he's got questions for me. And along the way, as I mentioned, we will talk with you at 312-644-6767. So here's the thing. Thank you, texters. It's the small faces with It's All Too Beautiful in Ichiku Park. Really? Is that true? I thought it was the Young Rascals. God, to the internet I go. It is the small faces. Thank you. Okay. All right. We're clear. We're clear now to continue, everyone. Thank God. Our national crisis is over. Here's the headline. And we're going to get to the Cubs who took the first two in Colorado, and we'll go for the sweep later on this afternoon. We're going to get to them in a second. But the headline to me, it's funny, because it kind of fits right in to where I ought to go and wanted to go in regards to the White Sox. My guy Chris Tannehill went to the ballgame last night. He went to the ballgame. He went with his dad, sitting in good seats. First time since 2022.
Wow.
That Chris Tannehill is back at a White Sox game. And I'm reminded, because if you know Tanny, and I'm sure you do, listeners, just a guy who loves the White Sox, loves baseball, and has absolutely loathed everything this organization has become over the last several years. And no longer, in his words, is Jerry Reinsdorf the thing he thinks of first and foremost as an avatar of White Sox baseball. And it reminds me of when we talked to Marty in Highland Park earlier this year, and Marty was saying it felt like getting reconnected with an estranged friend, an estranged loved one, the quality of this White Sox team, the quality of their play, your belief in what they're doing. You know me, I think they have turned a corner, and we'll see what the offseason is going to bring. But this is a backdrop for you, the White Sox fan, is this. What is success next season? What should this offseason be about? What should the ads be? Do you just stay the course? Do you keep loading up on kids? Do you add a couple of free agents to augment what you're doing? Where are you? So I want to know about that. And I want to hear about your reconnection with the team, as my buddy Tanny did just the thing last night. So that's White Sox backdrop. Cubs backdrop is this. This thing is ongoing. The players and the coaches for the Cubs have a chance to define this season better than the front office did. The results on the field could trump your frustrations and mine off the field. And that's the beauty of sports, of course. But it's more true in baseball than most because the best teams don't always win. Because you've got to rise up when it counts, and you can. And the teams with the best players don't always win. In basketball, they do. Often in football, quarterback-based, they do. But, you know, the players get that chance in football, and they certainly get it in hockey as well. But I think more so in baseball than anything, the players and the coaches have a chance to define the season, perhaps in retaliation or in affirmation or in opposition to what the front office has done. So to me, this Cubs thing is ongoing. It's not done. This season will be defined by what happens into the postseason, assuming they get there. I think believe a 98% chance. Number one in the wild card right now. 6.5 back in the division. And that's what will define this season. So I want to ask you, the Cub fan, what defines success for this Cubs season in the postseason? And has that definition changed based on what has happened so far? Is it the same? Is it World Series or bust? Is it NLCS or bust? Now that the division seems a bit far-fetched, still possible, but seems a bit far-fetched. You okay with winning a wild card series and maybe a series after that? What if you lose in the NLC? Like, has your definition of what success is for this season changed? And if so, why or why not? That would be interesting to me to discuss with you as a broad sort of background for where we are this hour. 312-644-6767. Now to the specifics. There's a bit of breaking news from our guy John Heyman on Twitter, and John Heyman says that the recently released Carlos Santana is on the verge of signing with the Cubs. The Guardians released him on Friday afternoon. He'd been put on outright waivers earlier in the week and went unclaimed. Santana has not been good offensively this year. He's been very good defensively at first. And he's got that. There are a lot of other positions in his early background. Santana, right? Did he come up a catcher?
I believe he did.
I know that there was some third base and some other stuff. I believe, yeah, he was a catcher and a first baseman. He played a lot of catcher early on. So there's an emergency third catcher for a playoff roster. That's not a terrible thing to have. Yeah, a lot of games at catcher and first base and DH and just a hair at third. But 330 games at catcher, really hasn't played any games at catcher in a long, long time. Not since 2014. So that's true emergency type stuff. But a switch hitter with a mediocre offensive year, in fact, pretty bad, to be released by Cleveland at this point, what I believe it was his third stint with Cleveland. The question to me is, once you expand to 28 players for September, do you then, or is it 26? You go from 24, no, it's 28. Right?
28, correct.
So you get a couple extra. Is Carlos Santana, as a switch hitter who in the past has murdered left-handed pitching, is that a better option for you than one of the kids that you could call up, like, say, Jonathan Long Who has been raking at AAA all year long. Sean, are you looking at the AAA stats? Yeah. You're thinking about that for me a little bit?
896 OPS. He's got 19 home runs down there. I think he leads all minor leaguers with 85 RBIs for the Cubs in the system.
Yeah. So and that's interesting. So, look, we're dealing with something where he probably wouldn't be added until rosters expand. So it doesn't have to mean the elimination, say, of Justin Turner. Or the elimination of Owen Casey, necessarily. Casey obviously can play your outfield, and Santana can be another guy on the infield. It's kind of a double up. In fact, it is a double up with Turner. But I can't imagine that you invest in Turner and have him part of your team chemistry and your vibe all year, and then now you're going to eliminate him. It costs you nothing. This is a low-rent flyer. You could look at Santana. It doesn't mean you have to keep him the rest of the year, necessarily.
Nicky Lopez is in Iowa.
Nicky Lopez is in Iowa. Nicky Lopez there with an eye towards possible September call-up. That's for sure.
Ben Cowell's the other name, too. Like, no one with the pedigree of Jonathan Long, who's been probably the most consistent Cub minor leaguer this year.
I think so. And so do you want to take an offensive flyer? I mean, the sad thing that I've come to believe about Craig Counsell is that he doesn't trust rookies that much in this iteration with the Cubs, and it drives me freaking crazy.
Very specific situations, right? Yeah.
Man.
Owen Casey sitting on the bench right now.
Owen Casey on the bench, Matt Shaw having to fight for time, even as he had 960 OPS in the second half. So I've been a bit frustrated by that at times, especially in the second half of this season.
Yeah, I know you want him up and higher up in the lineup, man. Let him be a ribby guy, right?
I have wanted that. I certainly have wanted that.
But I think that makes sense.
We'll see, though. You know, we'll see how it goes. Good sweep in Anaheim for the Cubs. Ugly sweep at the hands of the Giants. On the verge of a sweep now in Colorado. The other thing that needs to be discussed is what I see when I watch Daniel Palencia, and it scares me a little bit, and it has for a while. Not just because the numbers. Look, he gave up 5 earned runs in a 9-game span before last night, after having allowed only 6 earned runs in his first 38 outings of the year, okay? So the numbers were there. In terms of scaring you a little bit. But even with the first at-bat last night, he couldn't spot the fastball to save his life. Do you guys see that? Fastball flying way up high in the zone, way above the zone at a hundo. And then he got that first strikeout on what Jim DeShays correctly called a cement mixer slider right over the plate. A slider that just didn't slide, didn't do anything. He can be a little scary to me. Brad Keller is a dude. You know me, I've been ready for the Brad Keller closer era for a good long while. But they're using him as their number one setup man. He had to come in 2 nights ago in a game that should have been a laugher. They had to bring in Keller to get one out, and he did to keep that thing from outside of the Rockies' striking distance. And then last night, the dominant inning from Keller. Part of 3 great innings from the bullpen. Kittredge, Keller, and Palencia. And that's your, I mean, that's your ideal scenario with what they have. And lefty mixed in as needed. But Palencia scares me a little. And I look around and I see some of the deadline reliever additions that I coveted, that I still find myself coveting. And we'll see what happens with that. Starting pitching's been really good, though. For those of us that bitched about not getting a real good starting pitcher and showing this team what you believe in, that starting pitching since the deadline and in the second half has just been lights freaking out. And Javier Assad was terrific last night. So many sinkers and cutters in the zone getting bad contact. And he declared himself in midseason form, did Javier Assad. We'll hear from some of these folks along the way. We'll hear about some of these folks along the way. Team of the moment at the top of the next hour. This hour, though, is for you and for me and your phone calls. Also, later on in the show, we got to do a segment on 2 former beloved players, both of them gone from the Cubs and the White Sox for nothing. And we'll wonder why they were let go for nothing. One of them's on their way to the Hall of Fame. That's for sure. The other one, maybe not the Hall of Fame, but as a perennial all-star, and just a guy who can be a postseason killer on a real, real good team. So we'll talk about those two a little bit later on. Meanwhile, dial it up and let's get involved. It's the final Hit and Run. Let's talk. 312-644-6767. It speaks with you on The Score.
He's Babe Effin' Ruth.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair, and the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The pitch. Strike three called. Doyle caught looking on a breaking ball. Out number one. Surprise, surprise.
We've seen it the whole year, what he's capable of, and hitters step into the box, they just seem so uncomfortable with him, and I think that's just bouncing back from an outing like that or a couple, like, that's part of it. And I think he's done an extremely good job of it this year. I know there's been a couple ups and downs, but he's been really good for us.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
That's Michael Bush, who is kind of sneakily become one of my favorite guys to listen to talk about pitchers. Like, I've talked to him a bunch this year, and this is Speaks with you on Hit and Run. I remember the look in his eye when he told me at that Q&A we did at Wildfire. What's that, about 5 weeks ago?
We
were talking about Cade Horton, and he looked at me and he said, yeah, he's found something. You know, he's throwing a sinker now. You know that, right? He's throwing a sinker now, so he's got the two different fastballs, and he's playing with people. And, like, he had that look in his eye, and Cade Horton has just been absolutely lights out since then and changed what a lot of us may have thought about what the ceiling is. Like, now you tell me Cade Horton's a playoff starter? I'm like, absolutely. Let's go. Who's game four? You know, you got Shota and Cade and Boyd in whatever order you end up wanting to do it. For whatever reasons, I feel damn good about Cade Horton, playoff starter, in terms of his health. You know, as long as his health is good, is what I mean. So anyway, and then he will talk to you about Assad. Bush said something about Javier Assad last night. He said, yeah, I kind of wish I was up the middle so I could have watched Assad, because you see the way that he messes with bats. This is Bush about Assad from last night.
Good, good. I wish I could be up the middle watching it, to be honest, because he's good. He locates it. He throws that cutter off of it, and it's nasty. I wish I could be a little more up the middle to see it a little more often, but, you know, it's fun. He's really good. He's done a really good job for us, and obviously did a really good job today.
So that's him talking about Javier Assad's sinker, and Assad threw the sinker a whole bunch last night, as he always does. But he got some ground balls off the cutter as well. Then there he is talking about Palencia, just saying like batters are not comfortable. Not comfortable because that fastball goes a hundo and it's got nice carry to it. It's got real nice rise. Matt Spiegel here with you on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. Phone lines are open for you. Got a few calls we'll get to in a matter of moments at 312-644-6767. One texter said, Speaks, did you do some bumps on the way to the station? You're rolling. No, I haven't been on the radio in like 8 days. And I love baseball. And it's a beautiful day. Let's go. Let's go. I mean, what are we doing? And then there's this. The Cubs are signing first baseman and DH, former catcher, Carlos Santana. And that's exciting for a lot of reasons. Okay. Number one is that his solo at Woodstock on Soul Sacrifice might be my favorite part of that movie. I mean, my God. Right? It's just, and I really appreciated the Reinvention album that he made, where he did duets with that song Wishing It Was with Eagle Eyed Cherry. A lot of people think of Smooth with Rob Thomas, but the Eagle Eyed Cherry one was good, that whole record. And really just the early Santana stuff with Greg Raleigh and with Neil Schon before he left for Journey. Right? I think it was Neil Schon, or it might have been Greg Raleigh left for Journey. I don't know. Anyway, it's a tremendous career.
I got to admit, Smooth started playing in my head when you said something about Carlos Santana.
Yeah, but Smooth should be the 50th song you think of when you think of Carlos
You're
Santana.
You're probably right, yeah.
It should be.
I'm sorry. Did I disappoint you just now?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did. Wipe it out of your head. Go back and listen to a...
Doug will set me straight back here.
Abraxas. Go listen to Abraxas. Go listen to the Santana debut album. Listen to Treat. And just, you know, come on. That stuff is so good. The other thing is that Carlos Santana was great in 2016 for Cleveland. And not so great in those playoffs, but, you know, a lot of history there. And then I thought of the story that Carlos Santana, from when he was hanging out with Matt Shaw. Do you guys remember that story? I told it a couple weeks on the air. Matt Shaw was talking about chatting with Carlos Santana at first base as a rookie. He was saying, like, how he said that Carlos Santana it was like, hey, how long you been in the big leagues? And Matt Shaw said, I'm a rookie. It's my first year. Oh, okay. And then Matt Shaw went and led off at first for a while more, came back, no more talking. He leads off at first again, no more talking, comes back. And then there's the third out, a strikeout, and Matt Shaw's running off the field, and Carlos Santana looks at him and says, I've been in the league for 19 years, and that's it. So, like, he was waiting for Matt Shaw to ask him how long he'd been in the years, and it never came. It never came. So then Santana, like, offered it. I've been in the league for 19 years. Is it 19 years? It's a lot of years for Carlos Santana. I'm looking now. 16 years. But anyway, passive-aggressive communicator, maybe. But could be a useful piece. The offense has been terrible this year. Was pretty good last year. As recently as last year, Santana was pretty good. He's in that mode of his career where he just kind of jumps from team to team to team. And it was Cleveland, and then it was Kansas City, then it was Seattle, then it was Kansas City, then it was Seattle, and then it was Pittsburgh, and then it was Milwaukee, and then it was Minnesota, and then it's back to Cleveland, right? So now we'll be a Cub for a month, and we'll see what happens. Could be a useful piece. And if not, no harm done as rosters expand. Let's go to the phone lines. 312-644-6767. I got to tell you about Cooperstown. I was in Cooperstown as part of this recent vacation. Want to talk to you guys about that at some point along the way. But first, we go to Josh in Joliet, who is first up on Hit and Run this morning. Good morning, Josh. What's happening?
Good morning. I had a quick question. You know, who do you think should replace Jed Hoyer? Because from what I can see, every year this Cubs roster starts out good, and then at the end of the season, they completely fell apart.
So who do I think should replace Jed Hoyer?
Yes.
Well, it's kind of immaterial, isn't it? He just signed an extension and he's not going anywhere. So, you know, I'll do respect. We can talk about what has been happening and what even might happen, but he just signed an extension. It's like, you want me to go outside the organization and find you the next baseball godhead? If Jed were to leave or Jed were to get launched, Carter Hawkins would probably get a chance, but maybe not. But either way, that's not going to happen. That's not the storyline right now. You being upset with him has all sorts of merit, but a replacement is sort of immaterial to what we're doing. This is Ben in Queens on 670 The Score. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Matt. I'm so sad that this is going to be the last time we speak on Hit and Run on Sundays. I know there's going to be more Hit and Run, but that darn football comes yet again.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, quick note before I just get to the summary of the season. Carlos Santana has an OBP of 316. That is better, and let me list it, that is better than Dansby Swanson, Matt Shaw, PCA, Justin Turner, Reese McGuire, and Willie Castro.
Wow.
He also has 5 postseason home runs, and if you look at the savant, he is in the 95th percentile in defense. So really the question is, you know, I get Justin Turner. He's had a great role on this Cubs team, you know, kind of as a spot hitter, but mostly kind of as a mentor. But on that first or second postseason roster, does Justin Turner really need to be there? Because quite frankly, Carlos Santana, I think, is going to be a way better option.
Well, it's a good question, Ben. I'm not going to cut you off, but I think, you know, he's got a month to audition for it. Because you're right, the roster in September is not the thing. It's the postseason roster and whether there is a fit there or not. And Justin Turner can lead from the dugout, not on that postseason roster, to your point, right? If it gets there.
And this, segueing into my review, this is part of, you know, the moves that Jed Hoyer has made. I don't think he's being moved anytime soon, unfortunately, last caller, but you know, you look around the diamond, look at all the great pickups they've made. PCA, they fleeced the Mets. Seiya Suzuki, I know he's in a slump, but it's been a really, really good signing. Imanaga, a great signing. Look what they got. They got Carson Kelly and Reese McGuire and Matthew Boyd and Brad Keller basically for a song.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, we're going into the playoffs, people. It's 99.8%. that we're going into the playoffs. You're going to have a great series at home against either the Dodgers or the Padres, and if you win that, you get the Brewers. I don't know what people want. Do they want perfection speeds? Do they need the 27 Yanks? Do they need, like, the late 90s Yankees teams? I mean, I want winning baseball on a good team. I know they've been through a bad stretch, but you know what? They win today. They're 21 games over 500, which is the high for the year. They have not gone down like other teams. I love this team. I love you, Speaks, and I really hope there's another chance to speak again before the end of the year. By the way, you killed it on the anthem. The best part was, and the land of the free, that chord, I think, was a drop 7 chord. That was awesome. That made me stand up.
Ben,
love you.
Thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ben. Yeah, my guitar player called that the fire and rain chord. It's a chord kind of like from James Taylor's Fire and Rain, or like CSN. And Ben knows music, so he heard that right there. We had a lot of fun putting that whole thing together, me and Kurt Morrison. Since the 1st of July, the Cubs are 29-23. The Brewers are 38-15, as you know. The Red Sox, Blue Jays, Padres, Phillies, those are among the teams that have better records than the Cubs. But at 29-23, since the 1st of July, the Cubs have a better record than the Yankees, the Mariners, the Tigers, the Marlins, the Mets, certainly the Dodgers, and the Astros. So Ben is right. It is not as bad as it has felt. And I appreciate Ben's positivity. Sometimes your boy needs it. Sometimes I need it. And Ben's right in terms of this. There are a lot of good signings, a lot of good acquisitions on this team. This team is completely and utterly viable for the postseason. What they didn't do is finish the job at the deadline in terms of the all-in mentality and just freaking going for it, which it seemed like they were going to do, as evidenced by the trade for Kyle Tucker, you know? And the deadline just didn't have that kind of vibe. But here you are. Here you are where you are, and you've got an opportunity for some really good baseball. Really good baseball. And I appreciate what Ben is saying, because here you are, and, you know, as one of the texters said earlier, I don't even look at the Brewers' scores anymore. The texture has come around to what is going to be, which is probably a really fun wild card likelihood. Get the ship right and ready to rock for the playoffs. Not even checking the Brewers' scores anymore. Texture says it took a while to accept it. And here you are. Thank you, Ben and Queens. It is a good team. It is a good team. It's a fun team. And it's a 20-game over 500 team. And we want them to be better. I want them to be better. I want them to spend at the very elite with the best of the best. But this is a good team with, as we know, when the playoffs come, as much of a chance as absolutely anybody. Ray is in Orland Park on 670 The Score. What's up, Ray? You're on Hit and Run.
Hey, Steagle. Good to talk to you. I'm thinking wild card series win, maybe, depending on the matchup. I want to echo what you're saying about the trade deadline. I'm going to go get anybody. But I pose this question to you, Matt. Other than Gleyber Torres, and I'll give you Dylan Cease, who would have the Cubs given up as a prospect that's done anything worthwhile in the league? Are we lamenting the loss of Daniel Vogelbach? I mean, this is not a prospect list of like, oh man, you got rid of that guy. Oh man, you got rid of that guy. And so, why are we so protective of these prospects that are just simply that, prospects? You didn't go all in like you did with Chapman and Quintana. And I'm sorry, I beg to differ about most people. The Cubs won the Quintana trade. What did Eloy Jimenez and Dylan Cease do for the White Sox? How many playoff wins did they produce? Eloy Jimenez is available. Did anybody want to get him? No, he's on like his third or fourth team. So go for it. And I really disappointed they didn't do it.
Yeah, thank you. You know, it's interesting. Cease and Eloy Jimenez, I don't know that they won that Quintana trade because Quintana wasn't good enough for the Cubs in those years and getting to the playoffs. So I can't say that they won because it's not just about the playoff performance, which, like I'm saying, was not that exciting. It's also about the value that Cease and Eloy then bring. And no, the White Sox didn't win playoff series with Cease, but Cease was a very, very valuable player for them for a long time. And then they were able to flip him to San Diego for that package, including Drew Thorpe. And we'll see if anything truly comes of that package. But, you know, value is a little difficult to gauge. In general, yeah, man, of course they should deal prospects. Of course you should. You don't know. You don't know what these guys are going to become. You know, there was an article in The Athletic this week that said that the people at the deadline, the teams at the deadline were asking about guys on this team. They were asking about Cade Horton. They were asking about Matt Shaw. They were asking, about Daniel Palencia and people like that. You know, I find that hard to believe, frankly. That's the only people that we're getting asked about? No. Is it the Jackson Wiggins is probably who they were being asked about, right? The pitcher down below. Owen Casey, who you're not really using, you know? So if you were going to use him for this year like you're going for it, and maybe they'll use him next year, especially if Kyle Tucker walks. But no, I don't think anybody would have expected you or wanted you to trade Cade Horton this year or Matt Shaw this year when they were clearly part of you trying to win this year. You were counting on them to do so. So no, it's the assumption, I think understandably so, that there were other guys in that system that were being asked about. But yeah, lots of options for postseason success in this wide-open MLB. And even the Brewers find themselves scuffling a bit, right? In the month of August, for the Milwaukee Brewers, they're still, 21-8. So that's scuffling. Brewers scuffling is 21-8. Cubs at 15-13 this month. The Phillies have turned it on, but they're without Zach Wheeler. Another team has turned it on, and they'll be our team of the moment at the top of the hour. We'll continue with your phone calls. State of the Cubs season and White Sox season with you guys at 312-644-6767. It's Hit and Run right here on the Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
It's the last Hit and Run of the season as the football season takes over on Sunday mornings. And lots to get to. Been talking about some White Sox stuff, some Cubs stuff, and then a lot of Cubs-specific playoff possibilities in terms of rosters and outlook and all of that, because Carlos Santana has been signed. The 39-year-old Carlos Santana, the former All-Star, still a Gold Glove caliber first baseman who, in fact, won one. Did he just win it last year at age 38?
I think he did win it last year.
So, and terrific defensively at first base, and certainly an option as a switch hitter during the expanded roster portion of September. If there is a playoff roster, does he get a spot over Justin Turner? Who else might he get a spot over if he gets one? We'll see. It's interesting. He wanted to join a contending team for the stretch run, so Cleveland released him, and to the Cubs he comes. This is Stan in Bellwood on Hit and Run on 670 The Score. Good morning, Stan. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot, Steve. So good to hear you. You know how much I love you and enjoy listening to you. And this is my, I'll be real quick, my yearly admonishment to Score management. For some reason, they just don't recognize or realize that September is a baseball month. I don't get it. You know, my complaints fall on deaf ears, but you know, I feel obliged to point that out. You know, if nobody else does. So, yeah, I'm going to miss you. You know, miss listening, hearing you. You know, this winter and during September, but. I have to say it. It wouldn't be me if I did.
Thank you, Stan.
Okay. Now, I got a quick hit on both the White Sox and the Cubs, Speaks. First of all, as far as the White Sox go, I hear you every week. You tell White Sox fans how excited we should be about this team and about this organization. I will grant you that they cleared the bar this year, there, but the bar was last year's team. And I just think that, you know, people like you and, you know, Chris Tannehill, who's you know, going back to Sox games and enjoying the team this year, are blind. They're so excited about this year and how much they're improved over last year that they're blind as to how far they have to go. Now, the White Sox this year, the bottom line is, as much as they're improved, they're only on pace to win 57 games this year.
Yeah, they'll lose 105. Okay. They're on pace to lose 105. That ain't good. That's 100% correct.
Hold on. Yeah. Steve, okay. Uh-huh. So any major league team worth their salt should fall out of bed at the start of April and win 57 games. So I'm still a glass half empty guy, and I think what the White Sox do during the offseason and next year is the key, not this year. So, you know, my response to you and others who say, you know, how excited we should be about the White Sox, see me next year, not this year, because they cleared a very low bar.
All right, that's fair. Give me your Cubs. Yes, sir.
Okay. Listen, I'm not a Cub fan, but I'm not a Cub hater. If I were a Cub fan, I would be very excited and optimistic at this point. The Cubs are clearly one of the four or five best teams in the National League this year by virtue of their record and the eyeball test. The Phillies will be entering the postseason this year without their best pitcher. You just said it. The Dodgers are as good as they are, nowhere near as good as what we thought they would be at the start of this season. And the Brewers, you know, the Brewers, no matter how far they are in front in that division, would be a rivalry playoff, you know, for the Cubs this year. The Cubs should know them better than anybody and shouldn't enter the postseason with their tail tucked between their legs, even if they had to play the Brewers. They should be excited for that. So I think they should be pulling out all of the stops. They shouldn't enter a playoff series against anybody in the National League with their tail tucked between their legs. I think the Carlos Santana addition is good, and they have as good a chance as anybody else. The goal and the expectations should be the World Series.
There you go. I think that's awesome. It's good stuff from Stan. And it's the right perspective for the Cubs at 20 games over 500, 6.5 back of the Brewers. But yeah, they won that season series. And they need to know that they know that team, they know that org. So if they get them, why not the Cubs in the postseason? Because remember, the Brewers have made the playoffs 6 out of the last 7 seasons. And they lost in the first round each time. Right, Sean, can you check those playoff years, 6 of the last 7 years? I think they lost their first round series every time.
I'm almost positive, but I'm going to double check it for you.
I don't believe they won even a single series in those 6 of the last 7 years they have made the postseason. This is Larry in Bolingbrook, who's joining us right here on Hit and Run. Good morning, Larry. What's happening?
Yeah, good morning. Speaks, you know, I keep hearing you talk about what we didn't do at the trade deadline. Sometimes the things that you don't do are the best things you can have. If he would have traded for Suarez, which is something you were talking about that they should do, it would have been an absolute disaster.
Suarez, the reliever in San Diego?
No, the third baseman.
Oh, Eugenio Suarez. No, I was not about Eugenio Suarez. No, I was about a pitcher. I was about Alcantara. I was even about Verlander. I was about high end possible swing and miss starters and maybe a reliever. But go ahead, Suarez. I wasn't into.
Well, there's a whole lot of people who say if you go all in, you pick up Suarez. That would have been a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God we didn't do that. The other thing is teams wanted Cade Horton. Now Cade Horton, back at the trade deadline, wasn't what Cade Horton is today. But Cade Horton is a number one or a number two today, the way he's pitching. And we held on to him we held on to Owen Casey, who's going to be in right field for us next year, because there's no way we're going to spend that money on Tucker, and I don't think we should. And then we also held on to Ballesteros. Those are guys other teams wanted. And if you remember back, I remember filling out my all-star lineup, and you look at the designated hitters for all the major leagues, there's only about seven good ones out there. And Ballesteros someday will be an excellent one for the Cubs.
Larry, I don't know where he plays other than DH. I would have dealt him in a heartbeat. I would have dealt Casey for Alcantara or one of the high-end starters with years of control. And, you know, maybe that would have looked wrong in the long run. I don't know. But I definitely would have dealt Ballesteros without batting an eye. I wouldn't have dealt Horton. I'm not buying in full that he was like the only thing that they were asked for. But maybe, I mean, look, the starters didn't go. The starters did not really move. And as it turns out, the Cubs starting pitching has been terrific in the second half. I hope you are right in the long term. For the record, I didn't want Suarez, and I would have dealt Ballesteros in a flash. Thank you, Larry, for the call. Good stuff, everybody. Jordan Schusterman from Cespedes Barbecue will join us next hour. Got a guest host at 11 o'clock. He's Doug Meyer, and you're going to want to listen for that. You will be enjoying it. When we come back, team of the moment, and also we will get to the players who have gone away for nothing. That's next on Hit and Run on the Score.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.